Welcome to Season 4 of Swiss Impact with Vanagis. I'm Sveta.
And I am Ben. The topic of Season 4 is impactful businesses. Would you like to shift your capital to make positive impact and profit at the same time?
We will bring you amazing guests who are business owners, thought leaders, founders of impact investing funds, who will inspire you to invest with impact.
In this season, we will focus on high-impact, high-profit investment opportunities, which contribute to SDGs, better known as Sustainable Development Goals, as defined by United Nations.
We are hoping that when you watch this, you will shift your capital to serve all people and the environment.
We do not have time to wait for politicians and big banks to start acting on a big scale. Our aim is to establish an easy and quick match between impactful businesses and investors.
We will be broadcasting live every Friday afternoon at 3 p.m. Central European Time here on Swiss Impact with Vanagis.
Impact is best when you invest. Good morning, afternoon, and evening to everyone.
Welcome back to our Season 5, Episode 5. This season, we are going to focus on supporting impactful businesses all around the world. And I really hope you watched last week's episode where we facilitated the making of pitches to the real and one only Kevin Harrington, investor from US, and seven very impactful companies were pitching to him. And today's guest is one of the three winners of the final of Impact Leaders 2022.
Really?
Yes. So,
okay, before we start, I just wanted to give you a quick reminder to subscribe to our YouTube channel so as not to miss any future exciting episodes. Just look at youtube.com/SwissImpact.
Ben, but before we invite our guest, could you share a short story?
Thank you. Let me tell you one of my main issues. So whenever I'm talking to somebody and we are always hearing about daily about climate change, loss of biodiversity, social injustice, etc., I'm always asked, what can I do to help stop them? We all hear of complicated and theoretical solutions, like move away from fossil fuels, stopping the wastage of water, air pollution, etc. But these are large-scale activities, which only organizations like governments, large multinationals can act on. But what can we as normal people do?
Yes, what can we as normal people do?
So coincidentally, this Monday, I attended the Faith for Earth Dialogue, an event where many religious leaders came forward and spoke of their beliefs and activities to protect our planet. It was great. And then came our old friend and someone I deeply respect and admire, Cardinal Turkson from the Vatican.
Isn't this the one who came to our Swiss Impact Investment Association Summit here in Zug nearly 4 years ago?
Yes, indeed. And he made it so simple about how can we all contribute to the SDGs and serve our planet and all the beautiful life on this planet.
Well, simple and easy, it's always great. So please explain.
So he used the number 7 three times.
What? I'm not sure I understand.
So this is called Laudato Si goals, which are the following. So 1, respond to the cry of the earth, meaning use renewable energy, reduce carbon emission, protect biodiversity, etc. Mm-hmm. 2, respond to the cry of the poor. For example, provide clean drinking water, protection from modern slavery, etc. 3, ecological economics. We are all familiar with this. Sustainable production, ethical consumption, etc. 4, adoption of a simple lifestyle. Please avoid using single plastic. Adopt a more plant-based diet. Cut down on your meat consumption. 5, ecological education. So teach students, teachers, and the leaders of today and the leaders of tomorrow about our ecology. 6, ecological spirituality. That means bring normal people, everybody in greater contact with natural world, with their nature, with celebrate the nature. And 7, community engagement and participatory action. Promote advocacy and support people's desire to take care of the creation on local level, on national level, and international level. And this, Cardinal Turkson mentioned, can be done on 7 layers of community. 1, our own families. 2, educational institutions. 3, the economy. 4, religious orders. 5, parishes and dioceses for the Christians among us. 6, hospitals and healthcare. And 7, and the last, organization and groups. So he said, if we choose to practice just one of these goals per year, then in 7 years, we would have a regenerative society and planet. Thus, 7 times 7 times 7.
Wow. This makes it indeed quite easy and simple to follow. So thank you, Ben, for that amazing story from Pope Francis. Now, let's move forward by introducing our today's guest. And today we travel to Colombia, the country of Shakira, who I know Ben is a big fan of. And of course, it's also a place of impactful businesses. In view of this, I'd like to welcome our guest from there, Mr. Mariano Garcia from Colombia. Hi, Mariano. Hi. How are you?
Hi, Ben. Hi, Esbeta. How are you? Thank you for having me. It's a really great honor to be here and to be talking with you, and really looking forward to what we can build in this conversation. Thank you very much for the invitation.
Amazing. Are you in Colombia right now?
If you're yes, in Colombia right now, I am in Colombia, but I am in Bogota. Yes, okay. I am in Colombia right now, but I am in Bogota. I live in Medellin, but right now we are making some business here in Bogota.
Wow.
That's okay. Great. Mariano, before we proceed with a lot of questions to you, I'd like to introduce you to our audience. So Mariano is the CEO of Met Mobility and a leader in many other side projects, including cultural transformation and healthcare-related startups. As an impact growth hacker, that's a cool word, he is experienced in showing his company's impact and potential to investors and clients. He also creates spaces for constant learning and improvement while obtaining the resources needed for these businesses to flourish. Mariano also appreciates design and aesthetics and tries to apply them to everything he does, trusting that a great product is both functional and attractive.
I think that is the Latin side of him.
Exactly. And it's not all. Let me finish. Mariano is also entrepreneur for the past 15 years. Some topics that he enjoys are business hacking technology, design thinking, growth hacking, cryptos, leadership, startups, impact, sustainability, and of course, entrepreneurship. Mariano's company, Met Mobility, has its purpose to improve the quality of life for people with reduced mobility. It addresses social, cultural, and employment exclusion of people with disabilities due to wheelchair. So Matt's team's core mission is to encourage inclusion and access for all.
So let's find a bit more about our guest. So Mariano, we would like to know more about your journey from business entrepreneur to social entrepreneur. What made you take this path?
Okay, thank you very much for the introduction. First of all, I've kind of been like an entrepreneur all my life. I love doing business. And okay, at the beginning, I used to have like this packaging company. What we do there is to outsource packaging for cosmetics companies. We worked there for like 5 years. But then I see that that's not the thing that I wanted to do, because I saw that my company was like a production line and all the people were like doing the same thing all day, and I don't feel good about that, so I just ended, okay? Then I was like 5 years in the tourism and hostel and hospitality business. I really like the way my friends have like their lifestyle, the way that they live, because we were receiving like guests and showing the city to all the people. And I really see like a really good way to earn my life there. So I was there for like 5 years. We start to really growing a lot and we couldn't manage it. It was bigger than we were able to do. At the end, it was just one hostel, but we were able to sell it because like the main group, the team wasn't like working really together. So we decided to sell the business. And asking and responding to your question, I started in impact businesses because I have my friend. My friend is Martin Londoño, and I used to hang with him, and he has reduced mobility. And I see that he was like sometimes really invisible to a lot of things that happen in the city. And he was in this vehicle that we will see later. And I see that this was a really beautiful machine, that it really helps his life, like it really empowers him. So that day I decided that I need to take that thing to the most people that I can. So that's basically the way that I started in impact businesses.
Wow, that's okay. Amazing story. Thank you for sharing. I have another question for you. You have the title of Impact Growth Hacker. What does that mean?
Okay, yeah, that's something that I made. I really like it. Okay, it started because I read this book, like Growth Hacking, and I really love the way that they talk, because for me, a hacker is a person that finds a way and it do it, and I can do it in like a efficient way. So you just don't expend a lot of resources. You just do these little things that can have like a lot of impact and revenues and a lot of growth. So I, at first I was just a growth hacker, and then I put it also as an impact growth hacker, because I think that was like something more unique and more useful, because you can grow a lot of things in your business, but we are an impact business base. So I think that I can help by looking for really good ideas and efficient things that I can do to scale what we are doing. So that's like the reason of the name of Impact Growth Hacker.
And what is Matt, or how is your company structured? In other words, what kind of people do you have working there? All like you, entrepreneurs?
Yes. Okay. First, I am the CEO. Okay. We also have my business partner that his charge is the president. Yeah. And we also have a biomedical engineering. We have also engineers in electric space. So that's basically our team, like business people and biomedical engineering. And our company is called MAT because my business partner created he plays with the words. Our company is called MAT. So M means mobility, in Spanish is movilidad. A means accessibilidad. The T is for time. Yeah, like tiempo, and the T is for trabajo. That means like job or work in Not Spanish. Nice. Okay.
Yeah, job.
Okay. I thought travel.
That's well explained. Mariano, it seems to me, however, that you're not only creating a product, but more of an ecosystem with a solution-oriented ecosystem. So what made you create MAT? And can you please share more stories of the ecosystem you are building?
Yes. Okay. So yeah, we created MAT because we needed to have this beautiful vehicle to give it all around the world, and that people that can access to it. So that was like the main idea behind the company. We talked that we are building an ecosystem because we want to be this place where you are in your app, and you are in every country in the world, and you just make a click and you have everything that you need as a mobility reduced person. So you may find there like the bathrooms, accessible route, like well-being things, discounts for everything that you may need. The most important one will be the mobility. So where can you like rent a scooter for your wheelchair? If it gets damaged, where you can fix it. So we want to be this place that every single person with mobility, with reduced mobility, can access and have everything that may need in the place that he is in everywhere in the world. So that's why we want to be called, and we try to be as an ecosystem. We want to solve a problem, and we need to do that by the roots. So that's what we created, this kind of ecosystem. We need to solve it as a systematic way.
Because we just can't, like, in Spanish we say to...
No, we are just, we are only at the beginning. We are in the interviews with our possible users right now.
Okay. But it's going to be there soon. So that's great. I love this idea. With one click, you get all the information. It's so important.
And it is valid not only for emerging market countries. I think it's also valid for developed countries. Because I'm from Netherlands, and I know that in Netherlands also, it's not always easy if you're invalid. Especially if you have to go to the railway station or something and your train is in another platform. It's not easy to change platforms. Sometimes it's very complicated.
So it's great, Mariana. We really like this idea. But let's continue to discover more on about your company. So what is your market and what does the future opportunity look like for your product?
Okay, our main market are the people with, I mean, in general, it's the people with reduced mobility. But the ones that we are focusing right now are the users of wheelchair. Because when you talk about reduced mobility, you can talk about wheelchair users. You can talk also about obesity. You can also talk about elder people. But right now, we are focusing only on the wheelchair niche. But in the future, as a scale-up strategy, we will like to address all those other markets because they can also use our devices and our MAT devices.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And how did you develop your product and what research led you to that? Or are you just reselling products which you buy from somewhere else?
No. Okay. At the beginning, we build our own device. We have this device that is built by ourselves and we want to sell it and we always want to improve it. We want to have like this new version, lighter, faster, maybe secure, more secure. But in the investigation and what we are doing, we find out that the people with some kind of disabilities are excluded from the labor. So we also want that people that don't have money can access to these kind of vehicles. So we will also like to resell like more cheaper products that may find or may do the same thing that we do, because we can't go like those, like to those low prices. We have different prices than the example from China. So we will also like to resell. We don't do it right now, but we would like to in our website to resell other products that are not from our brand, but help us to make our mission.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And what are your distribution channels? Do you have online shop or physical shop? How is it happening?
Yes. Okay. We have our website, but right now we are not selling our products over there. Most of our sales are done like directly in our office in Medellin. So the people go there and we just like custom made the our devices and attach them to their wheelchairs. So we do it today in our place, but our strategy is like you can like buy a product from us for everywhere that you are in the world and you can attach it to your wheelchair. That is what we want to do in the future, but right now we are just doing it in our office.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
That would be really great. It would increase your impact dramatically, of course.
And who are your present or potential biggest competitors?
Yes. Okay. I like that question. I mean, In the reduced mobility, in the improvement of the life of reduced mobility, I think that we don't have a competition because we see it like in a different approach. But when we are talking about like the vehicles, there are really good options in the market. We have Batek Mobility. They are from Spain. They have really, really beautiful vehicles, but it's really expensive. A Batek can be like 6,000 euros, maybe 7,000 euros. There is also another company in Brazil that I really like them because they do it like this off-road and they do it like more adrenaline and fast. And I like that kind of features in the product. So I really love what they are doing as well. But I always said that these companies are helping us to make our mission like faster. So I don't see it as a competitors. I see it as the people that are helping us to make our mission like faster.
Wow.
That's great. I'd like to talk about your offering, but before that, I want to see your product. So if we can bring up a picture of the product that you're offering, while you can describe what exactly are your products. So we are kind of showing our audience what are we talking about. Here you go.
Okay.
So what explain, Marianne, what is that pink thing?
Okay. The one from the left is a concept. Yeah, it's a frame, a bicycle frame with a wheel, a battery, and an engine. And this thing, you attach it like to your wheelchair, and then you can like pass into from moving 2 kilometers a day. Like you can be moving 30, 40 kilometers for an hour. So that is what we'll build. And the one from the left is a concept. It's just a concept. And the one from the right is the one that we'll build in right now. We would like to differentiate ourselves from our competitors because we want to have like this beautiful thing that you, when you are on it, you just feel like it's something beautiful. Like it's not just technical, but it also have these aesthetics and it has to look really good. So yeah, that's basically it. It's a device that you attach to your wheelchair. Then you can improve the opportunities of your life. You don't have to ask for people to help you to move from one place to another. You will be more autonomous. You will be like having like a lot of opportunities that you don't have when you are like in your room and in your house and you can move from there. So that's our main product. All our value proposition turns around how we can make that people can access our vehicles.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And do they fit every wheelchair and can they be implemented around the world?
Okay. Our actual designs cannot fit all of the wheelchairs. But as a strategy, we have to do that because we want to really, really be like a plug and play. There's something difficult there, and is that our mobility device is designed like to be like really hardcore, like you can go like fast and you can go like up, like really heels.
Have so, fun basically as well, right?
Yeah. It's to have fun and to have like a real lifestyle that you deserve. So the difficult thing there is that if we want to have a really good product that can have been in better speeds, it has to be like really, how you say it, like, I mean, the attachment system has to be very solid. And that's difficult to change if you want to have something like plug and play. I don't know if you understand what I mean with that.
Yeah, I completely understand. Yeah. Okay.
And I have another question, you know, diving deeper, do you have to get some sort of license or permission from local authorities for your products on the street? I mean, you know, they become part of the the movement on the street, right? So for example, I assume that this regulatory board in Switzerland will have different requirements than the regulatory boards in Colombia. Did you check this question?
Yes, of course. Yeah, right now in Colombia, there's no regulation in the propulsion of wheelchairs. So here you just buy it and you just put it to your wheelchair and you can go in. You don't have to have like a license. Mm-hmm. You don't have to have anything. But we like to provide a license because most of the people that use our vehicles like for the past 15 or past 20 years, haven't been part of the transit, of the street. So we do like an introduction and we speak to them and tell them how to ride. But answering your question, there is a loophole there. Right now, in Colombia, you don't need anything or any license to use our device. Yeah. It's just a propulsion device for a wheelchair.
Then you can imagine that you will need license, because I know some teenagers in Netherlands, if they would have this, they will go with 50 kilometers per hour on the footpath.
Mariano, how does actually the market accept and react to your product or people around, you know, can you share some stories on this?
Yes. I can really tell that we have been really fortunate, because people here in Colombia really love our product. Even if they don't have any kind of disability, they just love what we are doing. We are a brand, you know, we are always taking like new products, like merch. We do experiences, we do advertising, we do a lot of things to try to these people to afford our devices. So yeah, that's basically it. Like, people really love what we are doing and really accept and want to work with us. They want to have our brand in their places. They have also changed the accessibility in their places. They make it more accessible thanks to us. So I am really really thankful, because the people have really loved our product and always want to do something with us. So yeah.
And who are your customers? Are they rich, poor, old, young, working students? And are they using the product mainly for private or also for business reasons?
Okay, most of our customers are like poor people. They cannot afford our vehicle. So what we do is that make like a rent service, and they pay us like in a weekly basis. And most of these customers do it for work. So that's also the reason that we want to have like this really strong vehicle that you can use like all day long. We have seen that when you are working with a, let's say like a poor market or people that don't have this money, it's more difficult, because you have more money in the bank to do this. But most of our customers, or what we are trying to, we want that most of our customers are the people that cannot afford our vehicle. But in the strategy is also to have this more advanced vehicle that everyone can access to it. And not only for poor people, but most of them are poor people.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I just wanted to add something, is that even if your product is like 1,000 or 2,000 francs, do you have some kind of conversation or partnership with financial institutions who can give this money to the customer or lend this money to the customer so that they can buy your product and they can pay per month to the bank?
Yes. Today, we don't have a bank partner, but we know that it has to be in the strategy, because we don't have all that money if we want to do this scalable. But the problem that we have find there is that these people have been excluded from financial system, from labor system. So it's really hard for them to have like these loans on these vehicles. So we have to find a way and how they can get access to credits, because it's not easy. But yeah, one part, very important part of our strategy, is to have these financial partners, of course.
Yeah. Mariano, I think you should consider microfinance institutions who are working with people who don't have bank access usually. So microfinance institutions in Colombia, you should check that.
I think there are also some in Switzerland and in Europe. Also, you have a lot of microfinance institutions who are investing in emerging market, and they can be interesting partner for you. So,
but let's go to the next.
That sounds
question.
Really nice.
Is it correct that you are purely social based company, or do you also look at the environmental angle? So like recyclability of your product, or CO2 emissions of production, and so on.
Of course. Okay, we are a social impact business. We are most focused in the social part, but of course, in our strategy, we want to implement like a more circular economy. Our vehicles are electric, zero emissions. And we want also to have, like, we want to pilot, like, some recycled batteries. We also like to refurbish some of our vehicles because maybe we can lend, how you say it, we lend or rent our vehicles to some people and maybe they don't are able to pay it anymore. They gave it back to us, we refurbish it, and we put it again to market. Yeah. So that's how we're trying to be in the circular economy. But our main focus is the inclusion of people with mobility disabilities. We are more an inclusion company than an environmental company, but yeah, it is also in what we do to be more circular, of course.
Perfect. And now coming to the very important part, how can our audience help you? So where do you stand with your business now? How does your numbers look like your sales, profit, turnover, pricing? Can you share some numbers with us?
Okay, well, yeah, of course. Our
Usually
company was opened like officially.
Usually it's me who's asking this financial question, but today back to over.
No, because your business is so amazing.
Of course.
Really.
Okay, yeah. Right now, we are the stage that we are currently at, we are trying to develop a better version of our vehicle because sometimes I really feel like we are still prototyping. So right now we are trying to build like a more professional team with better engineers, better marketing specialists, because we really know that, I mean, Matt is the team. And if we have a better team, we can have better products and we can look for abroad opportunities in other countries. Our company was born like the past year, so we have only data of the financials for the past 6 months. We have sold like around 25 vehicles. Yeah, we have done more than 100 tours because we also do MAD experiences that are tours in our vehicles. We also have done logistics in that area of logistics. We have make like around $10,000. On the mobility, we have done like maybe $50,000. And yeah, that's our kind of the number. So what people can do for us is we are looking for engineers, for advisors in engineering. We also really love to have maybe financial advisor. The financial thing is not like our core abilities. And yeah, I think that's basically it. We are just growing, but I think that if we want to like really scale our business, we really have to have a better product. I love what we have, but we need to have something like is more like more universal and can be like really exported to other parts of the world.
And Matt, but Mariano, it's already amazing. You say you started last year and you already sold so many vehicles. You already have a product and revenues. I mean, it's great. Congratulations.
Yeah, exactly. And I just was going to ask, do you also work together with a gift, how do you call it, agencies who give aids? Like in Switzerland, we have Helvetas. In Netherlands, we have a lot of organizations like that who give aids to support people who are not mobile or who support weaker section of the societies. Would you be open to work together with these organizations that they provide you with financial assistance and you provide them with the product?
Of course. Yeah. We are really open to scale our business. We like to be part of, we call it here grants, and we participated. Yeah. We like to participate in grants because that can help us to take our product to more people. Okay. But yeah, we would like to love to work with foundations and these kind of organizations that can help us. But maybe that ecosystem is bigger and stronger in Switzerland because here in Colombia, it's harder to do that. Like people with disability here, it's really excluded like in every single way. Just for a data, like 80% of people with disabilities in Colombia don't have a contract, and 64% of them have never earned like a single coin in their life. So they are close in their homes. They are like kind of a heavy burden for their families. So yeah, we will really open to kind of work with this kind of organization that can help us to get to more customers, of course.
And what about health insurance?
Yes, yes. Actually, the past week, Kevin Harrington advised us on that. And yeah, we have like a really pilot, and I think that would be a really good strategy, because I can assure you for sure that when you are in a device of us, your life increases like exponentially. So that would be really helpful for the insurance company, because yeah, that's what they do. Yeah. And yeah, I think that could be a really good match. That's really good way to see the business.
Mariano, just a couple of days back, I received a letter from a Swiss foundation, which is completely dedicated to disabled people. So I will pass you the contact after the show. Maybe you can get in touch with them. All right. So we see you want to grow, right? But how? Do you have a specific plan? How do you want to grow? Maybe some countries after Colombia, or you want to spread in Colombia first? So how? What's your plan?
Yes. Okay. Our plan right now, we need to raise some funds, because if we want to have a better team, we need better salaries in general. So we want to raise $200,000 US. And with that, basically what we're going to do is to have like a runway for 1 year with a really professional team with designers, engineers, marketing specialists. And my idea is to have like this really beautiful plug and play product that you can send in a really beautiful box all over the world. I think that's like a really nice to scale our product. I will really love to open my first market abroad in Switzerland, of course, because it's like a country that we have started like doing like relationships, and I see that you there are really like advanced in these social impact businesses. So of course, as Ben said earlier, yeah, this is a product that every single person with mobility issues can use. It's not only for poor people or people, I mean, everyone can use it, and it will really improve their life. So yeah, we want to have a better team and start exporting, and maybe open some other businesses in Switzerland. Will be really beautiful.
And how do you do your marketing? So where do your customers come from, or how do you find your customers?
Yeah, okay. We have a really nice strategy work out for us. It gives us like a lot of leads always. We do what we call mad experiences. These are like tours made in our devices in Medellin for all people, not just people with mobility issues. And that's one way that we market ourselves. We like to have like this hacker mentality. So we are always looking for press. We have like our, if you get into our social networks, you will see that we have a lot of activity. We like to talk with artists and people that have like this sort of power or these big audiences. So that's like the main way that we market ourselves, because when the people does the tours, they really want to do something with us. They say, oh, this is beautiful. This changed my life. I didn't know that the people that have these kind of issues, have these things in their lives, and they start to making some change, and that's what we want to do. So yeah, that have gave us a lot of leads, like press, like people in our tours, our marketing strategy in our social network. So that's how we want market ourselves, Ben.
Wow.
So do you plan to expand your market geographically as well, Mariano, or by upselling to present customers? And what is the customer segment you are targeting?
Yeah, okay. I mean, our company wants to focus in the people that don't have how to access to the vehicles. But we know that a way to make some money is also these people that have reduced mobility and can pay for a better product. So So yeah, we have both strategies. The upselling is good because we sell the vehicle, but we also want to sell you the tools. We will sell you our merch. We will sell you. We will also help you to make some to have some earnings and work in the device. And we can also charge for that. And we also want to have like to be in other countries. Of course, we can have some people or persons that want to be like a distributor of our products. That would be really, really, really nice to our expansion strategy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Mariano, now I always mix your name with Matt. It's like you and Matt, Mariano, it's like the same. Mariano is Matt and Matt is Mariano.
Yeah, it happens a lot.
It's because Matt is really like easy, you know, Mariano also. So you are Mariano Matt. All right. So can you once again say very clear what are you specifically seeking as a startup and how our audience can help you?
Financially, partnership, grants, aids, investment, loan, financial institutions. So what are you seeking?
Okay, all of that.
Your website or the contact. Oh,
yeah. Yeah, and your contact details, please.
What we are looking right now is to raise 200,000. Yeah, with those 200,000 US dollars, we want to increase our team, as I already told you. We would also love to have these kind of foundations that really are looking to help these people that will really be like really helpful. It will be really also really nice to have financial institutions that make these micro loans. That would be really nice to our strategy. Maybe a person that wants to sell our products at the seed that this kind of solution can be made in your countries. That would be also really nice for us. And yeah, and our contact, I can give you our Instagram account and my WhatsApp. I don't know if we can write it down maybe in the video below. I don't know if we can do that or just visit us. Yes. Yes. Our website is www.matt.com.co. Is that clear?
Okay.
Ah, okay. Dot
That's
Colombia.
Clear. Yes. That's clear. I'm sure they will find you. Otherwise, reach out to us and we will connect you with Mariano.
It's matt.com.co.
Yeah, it's exactly like that, okay. Ben. Thank you.
Thank you.
If Ben could repeat it, it worked. All right.
Thank you.
I love you too. Mariano, our show is coming to the end. The time is running, but we'd like to ask you to share a call to action message for our global audience.
Of course. Yeah. Okay. No, I invite you, like everyone, to include yourselves, change the place that you're inhabiting. There are these a lot of problems that we don't see that exist, but the disability is something that is important to every one of us. In any moment in our life, we are going to have maybe a problem with a knee, or you will be gain weight. So your mobility is always in danger to change. So my invitation is to take into account that there are a lot of problems that even that you don't see, it's are important to you, and we need to work for them. So my invitation is to include and to follow us and see what we are doing, and maybe we can stay in touch. We really love what we are doing, and it's really important to spread the word and try to take these kind of solutions to all the parts of the world, because everywhere there are people that it's being excluded right now from the culture, from the life that we want to live. So that's my invitation to us. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Mariano. We so appreciate you joining us today. And we'd like to thank you by giving you an honorary membership on Camomile. If you're not a member yet, please register, let us know, and we will upgrade it for you.
So, thank you very much, and bye for now, Mariano.
We will keep in touch.
Okay, ciao, ciao. Thank you very much for the invitation. Bye-bye.
Welcome.
So with that, dear viewers, we conclude episode 5. But we will be back this coming Friday with another amazing show. So please don't forget to subscribe on our YouTube channel, youtube.com/SwissImpact, so that you will always be kept updated with the newest information. And as we move forward with our vision of supporting all impactful businesses around the world, we will be doing a free half-day summit. Wow, that's amazing. You know? Yeah, free half-day summit on 15th of March. It's in 2 weeks for everyone who wants to learn about fundraising and how to get resources which are available in impact investing sector. So you are most welcome to attend. Just subscribe to our newsletter, which will be published under this YouTube video.
Perfect. So we invite all impactful businesses who are seeking investments or any sort of support to watch our TV show and to come and attend our TV show so that you can also receive financial support and find other resources which you might be looking for.
Absolutely. And remember that you get more
when you give back.
So always invest with impact.
Impact investing solutions.
Bye for now.
Bye for now. Hey, we hope you enjoyed this episode of TV show Swiss Impact with Banerjee's.
Make sure you check out the next one and also find us on Facebook, LinkedIn, YouTube, Spotify, podcasts, and any of your favorite social media places.
And please subscribe to our channel so you know when we release new episodes.
And also leave us some feedback to help us grow this awesome impact community.
We look forward to sharing the next episode with you. And until then,
impact is best when you invest.